Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively in the original homeland, the homeland of WNST. We're not on Providence Road or Hart Road or next to WLIF. We are we're Nacho Mamas, one of my favorite Baltimore institutions and one of my favorite people. We're in Towson. She is the Chamber of Commerce prez. I looked up, I see COLTS, and I feel like for old schoolers like you and me, Nacho Mamas feels right today. How are you?
I couldn't be better, Nestor. It's so good to have you back home.
Well, home. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We'll be talking more about the future. We're going to be at Coco's back in the city next week with our mayor, Brandon Scott. That's the B team, though. He knows that. I mean, I go right to the top of the mountain with the Chamber of Commerce. I had Johnny O a couple weeks ago, and I thought, I'm coming to Towson, going to talk about Scunny, going to talk about business here. The last time I had you on the show, you were distraught. I mean, like, literally, Don and I have both known you a long time. Don's known you longer. And I left him at home today. So today's the day we get to pick on him, and he doesn't get his 2 cents in.
I need my Don.
I would have to look at when that was, but I would think it was when Feet on the Street-ish last September, you know, it was August, September, where PPPs had kicked in, but the second round and the vaccine wasn't here. And you were like ashen. You look like, I mean, you look so beautiful and vibrant today, but you really, everyone was hurting, and I felt the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Oh, Nestor, it was horrible back then, but as bad as it was then, as good as it is now. Because last year, when we were talking, all my businesses, they couldn't, the restaurants weren't open. People couldn't eat inside. They were struggling. They were wondering if they could make it or not. But here we are, coming out the other side. We have not lost one restaurant in town
is
due
that,
to COVID.
Seriously?
Not one restaurant. But you know why? We all pulled together as a group. The community.
That's an amazing thing.
It's amazing.
I wonder how many communities of any size, could brag about that. That's an amazing thing.
We are so fortunate because not just the business community pulled together to support the businesses, but the residential community and the county and everybody banded together because we're one big family. And the bigger news than not losing anybody, we've added 10 new businesses to Towson over COVID.
Well, you know, I've had Don on and obviously my friends at State Fair down in Catonsville. Evan has opened 2 new places during the pandemic. And, you know, his story is legendary. He got wiped out at Portales twice in Ellicott City with floods. I've spoken to everyone about this. You know, anyone that's owned a business, and I know you've owned businesses, run businesses. You're here on being. How many years with the Chamber now? Are you 2 decades into this?
Don't push it. I'm 16 years with the Chamber, but I love it. I mean, these are my family.
I worked with you in 2010, so it was 11 years ago. So I at least gave you, but you had a long life, like, yeah, involved in gyms, right?
Well, I used to be the district manager for Gold's Gyms and work at Merritt. So I've been involved with the gym.
You can sit toward me. Yeah, I want you to be comfortable.
I'm always comfortable.
Let's have coffee. Yeah, from Royal Farms, of course.
But and exactly right,
so
and water.
You did gyms for a long time.
I was a district manager for Gold's Gyms, and I ran Merritt Athletic Clubs prior to that. So, but I've always been involved as in the chamber as a volunteer because I see the value of it to the businesses.
How long has Calista been with you and this dog here?
Tell me about this.
Tell me about the dog because I was going to tell you, and I'm going to tell Nancy stories because Don's not here.
First time I met Nancy,
I was throwing an event over on the square here, right, for the World Cup, right? And I was trying to make it like a successful event. And I remember you say to me, I make bank, dude. She said that to me. Can you believe that she said that?
She said,
I make bank, dude. So I'm like, so tell me about your dog here, because I want to do a public service announcement, because this is what the Crab Cake Tour is all about. See, people thought it was about crab cakes, and it is, and I've never...
But
your dog going to lick my face, too,
This
or no?
is Lexi Lou.
Lexi Lou. How old is Lexi Lou?
Lexi Lou's 2.5 years
Lexi
old.
Lexi Lou. You're a good one. Look at you.
She's like sweet as can be.
So I love my cat so much. I left my cat.
She's sort of like a cat. She's like a dog cat.
She goes everywhere.
She goes everywhere. She works with me every day in Calista, and she's like the chamber mascot for the Towson Chamber of Commerce.
What kind of dog? Is it Maltese? What kind of dog is this?
She's a little Yorkie.
Yorkie. Okay. I don't know every breed.
Yeah, I know that.
I got the Rottweiler right the other night on Jeopardy.
Thank God.
And that guy Matt messed it up, and he's unbelievable. Nancy Africa's here. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Be honest. Have you had a crab cake here?
Oh, they're fabulous.
Oh, see, I have not.
Oh my goodness. They've got a seafood club sandwich to die for.
I have not had it.
It's got shrimp and it's got crab meat on it.
Here's my problem. I knew Scunny forever, right? I have never, don't let Elizabeth hear this, because I've never eaten in this Nacho Mama's. I'm always in the Canton. The Canton is my, it's been my go-to. Now, I will say that I was carried out of here at Schaefer's 30 years ago. So was Steve Elliott from Elliott Chiropractic. But we'll have him on in the next segment telling old poor Richard stories.
He's already sharing already,
Steve. Your wife's not here, and no one listens to this show, Steve. You've been a longtime sponsor. You know this. So we're going to have a bunch of Towson friends stop by here. Jen
and
Fidelli's
you're willingly
be,
coming on?
He knows my back. Steve, I got ice over here, bro. So I'm icing as I'm sitting. So just so you know, my wife took care of this. So, I've known you a while, and the Towson community being... I'm not in here, I'm over off of Providence Road. But knowing all the business owners here, I would say I'm not shocked because of the investment that so many humans have, right? The McCusker family here,
right.
And who Wrecker family there, and just down the line, all because we had Brian on after the pandemic, and he literally sobbed on the show.
Oh, that man, his family—it's three generations, and they. Blood, sweat, and tears into that place. And they are an institution here in Towson. The Rec Room and Towson Tavern now. And the Record Theater coming back to life. You've got to love that.
I was at the Rec the second night it opened. They had a Rush tribute band. And I went over and had a burger and a beer with my dude, Paul Manning. How about that trifecta?
Oh, fabulous. My
God.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable.
I went out and I'm like, I hit him. I said, I hope you got rich, dude. Because, and you know why I said that? Because I love Paul. So give a shout out to Paul Manning 24/7 and everybody that was involved in the food truck thing. I mean, all the bands, my friends. But I said to him, and this would speak to him being an adjunct to the Rec, to everything that goes on around here. They were shut down for a year and a half, man. They couldn't open anything. They couldn't sell a cheeseburger. They couldn't sell a beer. You couldn't have concerts. So anybody in the entertainment space, when I get out of Merriweather, I'm like, I'm happy to tip. I'm not happy to pay $18 for a beer, but I'm happy to be there.
Got it.
And I think having life taken away from us in that way, and you know what I've been through, outside the field of play and business wise, but having it kind of all come back has led me to doing things like this and wanting to come out and tell the stories of how my Brooks Robinson jersey wound up on the back wall. I think it's going to stolen.
Look at how you come up. Look at how you've come up all these years, Nestor. You've got to be very, very proud of yourself and what you've been able to do.
Well, it's because of people like Steve and sponsors, and we've had so much support. I mean, and we're a Towson business that survived. I go to the Super Bowl every year, and there's no other AM radio station doing what we do, and part of that's the resiliency of the businesses here. That Coons Ford, Planet Fitness, Royal Farms. We just signed Wise Markets. Big shout out to them. The Maryland Lottery is presenting this program. And I'm going to move this to them. And the mayor's sitting with us next week. So I feel like the sports part of this is still what we do. And it's a primary part of everything. I mean, still has cold stuff on the wall. They screwed us 37 years ago. And it's still on the wall. And I sort of, you like it, don't you, Steve, a little bit? You like the cold stuff, right?
Don't start giving him trouble before he's even made it on the air yet.
Do not give that man alcohol. I need an adjustment.
He's going to...
All right, I'm just... This is, I knew...
That's straight Tito's, I can tell.
So I want to tell Steve this, and I'll tell you this, and I want you to promote everything that's going on here, because you got events. I went back right before I came on the air, and if you don't know, I hurt my back this week, and Dr. Steve's here from Elliott Chiropractic Life to fix us. Divine intervention from you. I go back to go to the bathroom before the show, and I'm walking down, and I'm looking at everything in here because I've never really gone through here. And some of it is stolen from Canton. Some of it was stolen from me. Some of it was stolen from Memorial Stadium. I see all that. And I walk down a wall, and there's Charlie Ekman sitting on the wall on a T-shirt next to a Natty Bow sign looking at me, and I had to take a selfie with me and Charlie Ekman. So we've already begun the day, and if I had any salt about me, I would do this show bomb today, wouldn't I? I mean, seriously, if I wanted to honor Ekman, I would have started drinking before the equipment was set up. So, but I'm going to try to not have it turn into that today.
Thank God.
That's why...
I don't know if Towson would be ready for that.
They tried to put, like, Tito's in this for me. And I'm like, no, I can't have that. So I'm going to stay sober today.
Okay, there you go. I don't know about
even
that.
Even though Charlie was drinking a Natty Bow on the wall on the way down here before we even started the party. Events and Feet on the Street. Feet on the Street's legendary. I mean, you and I are Facebook friends. My dear friend and lawyer, David Selman, Selman Hoff. Love you, Dave. He's played in bands out here. I see you book friends of ours. But it's
We've
not the only thing you do.
We've got more stuff going on.
Towson, right? Town Festival,
well,
back
unfortunately,
plan.
For no. 2 years, we couldn't do that.
But you're going to do it.
But Nestor, we're going to do that in 2022. But you know what we've got? On October 10th, we're doing a fall festival out here. I've got a couple great bands coming. That's what she said.
Apple Cider Donuts?
Okay, Khaleesi, it's on the list. Go get them.
I'm just saying, if you're going to have a fall festival.
We're working on fried cheesecake.
Does it have pumpkin?
We've got fried cheesecake, but we got fried cheesecake.
Fried
but,
pumpkin cheesecake?
But you know, we have.
All right, pumpkin cheesecake.
We have Jack Daniels with apples in it.
Well, Jack Daniels works anytime, but you know, with apples, it sounds like...
We're throwing apples in it to make it holiday.
All right. Is there going to be hay and, like...
Well, we'll work on that.
Scarecrows? Yeah. You need somebody
okay,
scary?
We'll work on that. Okay, don't push it, Nestor. It's all right.
I can be a jack-o'-lantern if you need.
Well, face painting, but instead of painting pumpkins, we're going to be painting Nestor. So, guys, if you want to come out and paint Nestor
I'll
at
do
October
anything
10th,
but sit in the dunk tank.
That'll
I did
be
that
fun.
Once.
Not as doing he sits in the dunk tank. And then the Friday, right after that, it's very exciting. Right in front of Nacho Mama's right here, we are closing this street, and it's called Party on Penn, and it's called Hear the Roar.
Uptown Roar.
So this is a Tigers thing.
This is a Tigers, but it's the whole town celebrating.
Oh, you know, they have
Towson
a university. Here. They have a university here?
I don't know. I heard why a little small one down the street, maybe 25,000 students or so. And this town is coming alive again. I am so grateful. There's kids and their families, our students and their families all over the place, Nestor.
Well, yeah,
it's
wonderful. Let me regale you. I came up with my injured back that Dr. Steve Elliott is here to fix. And we pulled all my equipment in, and Jen, like, Jen Fidelli, who runs this place, picked my equipment up, and I walked in, I sat here, and I was kind of crooked and putting all my stuff together. And there was a gentleman sitting right next to where Steve is with two beautiful young ladies here. And one was his daughter, one was his niece. They're both students. They were biotech students. So I'm talking to them. I'm like, Bio what? Yeah, I'm like, I remember Towson, man. You know, it used to be easy to get in here. But he was a listener, and he said, so the first person I meet when I'm in Towson, I plop down, and I just start running into people I know. And I feel like I haven't done enough of that. I feel like I haven't been out. I went to the Wrecker for that Rush thing, and we were totally socially distanced.
Oh, no.
Did he do a great job?
Because I was there the night before. I made opening night, Kelly Bell. Love Kelly
Bell.
Oh, you
did Kelly Bell?
I did Kelly Bell.
All right. I did the next night, and... See, I did that with a whole bunch of Towson hooligans.
Oh, did
I mean,
you?
It was a Rush show. So, I mean, and they were trying to hug me and stuff. And you know how I feel about that. I get an elbow. Somebody gave me a hard time on Facebook about doing the show here today. How could you be
what?
There in a crowded environment? And I'm thinking to myself, the windows are open. I'm trying to stay kind of away from you. I've cleaned the spit guards.
It's wonderful. We've got our shots.
Yeah, I'm shot.
Okay, me
you know,
too.
Second kind of hurt a little bit.
I know.
I don't want to be sissy. I don't. I'm telling everybody, get your shots. We had Johnny O on. You know, Don and I were talking this week. I was out in the Midwest, and everywhere I went, I was literally laughed at for wearing a mask.
Oh, really?
I was mask shamed everywhere I went in Missouri and in Nebraska. I only went into Iowa to go to the bathroom, and the door was locked. But I got pictures. I went to Iowa, and you tell my wife I went to Iowa, and we're going to beat Iowa tonight. I don't know if we're going to beat Iowa or not. That's a big football. Terps even have a big football game. Like, sports is back. You're talking Tigers here, yeah. Right?
Oh, and they're roaring right now. They're
well, they had that
right
huge
now.
Game with North Dakota State, right?
Absolutely. They're great, and we know Ambrose is going to carry the team in, and he knows how to put together a good group. So, Nestor, you're back home. And a great place.
My feet are on the street.
Yes, they are.
All right, anything else you want to promote? Anything nice you want to say about your favorite Towson businesses, Nancy Affin?
It's very hard. It's like a mom picking out their favorite child.
I know. This is always dangerous when I start asking
you.
Well,
the reason is, it's like we have some of our older kids that I'm so very, very proud of, like Brian Recker. And then we've got our newer people like Nacho Mamas that have been here for about 5 years, but we've got Bandidos coming in. Did you hear
no,
that?
No, no. So I don't even know CNR public.
You don't know CNR?
No, I'm telling you, like, I go to this. I'm old school. I know Jason up the street at the other side. I've been in the Nepalese next door. I was in the record the other day. I get Thai. Taiwan. I've been in all these places, but I haven't. The plague shut everything down.
But then, like CVP, they're still, and you know how long CVP's been here.
Well, we had them on. They were curbside and helping the hospital at the beginning of the pandemic.
And that's the other thing that happened when everything was closed down. Our businesses pitched together, raised $60,000 to buy food in the restaurants to give to first responders. So we didn't just support the restaurants. We supported the first responders.
And you kept kitchens open.
We
kept people
kitchens
employed.
And people employed. And when you had Brian Recker on here and you talked about him crying, you know why he cried?
Because people stayed with him, and he managed to keep his people employed.
He cried not worried about his business, but he cried worrying about his people. That's where his heart is. But that's where our business owners are here. They care about their people. We care about them. And it's all together. And
Steve
people
got
feel
here
that.
Late. Steve, do you know they didn't lose one restaurant in Towson during the plague?
Not one.
Not one. And I said, really? That's why I said, really? I'm like, what community? Nancy, I went up to New York to see Springsteen in June. And it was the first time I'd like done anything that were... There used to be people. I had been going to Nag's Head and different, you know, away from people. Every other business was shuttered, and most of it was Cheney.
Oh, right.
Because,
right.
You know, they can't make profit. Right. They just cut it, right. You know. So, and I'm thinking, what's going into that space? You know, and it's New York, and you think, well, something will come here. Well, people better come back so people are working and Broadway, but, you know, the things that bring people back. And the weirdest part about New York, and this was sort of otherworldly for me, there was no one foreign there. There was no one traveling there. The only people on the street
were people that lived
were
there.
People from New York.
Exactly right.
And
if you're talking Manhattan, that's the way it is. Yep.
And it's weird. It was really, really weird to not see the usual hustle and bustle.
Well, it's when you close the theaters. I mean, a lot of people went to New York for the theaters, and I am so grateful.
Well, they kind of closed the country.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, you can get in or out,
right? Oh, yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I have a friend in Paris right now who's madly in love, and I love her to death, and she's fallen in love recently, and they're in Paris, like, doing all this Paris stuff, and I'm like, yeah, do that. Do that. You know?
Go do your Paris
stuff. I was
stuff.
In freaking Omaha, and my back hurts because of it. Go to Paris. Don't go to Omaha.
Because your back won't hurt when you go there.
Unless the Eagles are there. And then go to Omaha and leave quickly in the morning. But for businesses here and keeping these businesses, there's been so much made about the government. And, you know, look, we get into right and left, and Don and I do this. But the government came through for me
right.
and a lot of people,
and
you know, so all this anti-government bouja, I'm not digging that.
No.
And the government saved everybody's ass here.
Well,
like, period.
I think one thing
whose ass is still saved,
right? But one thing that I do hear, everybody just wants to work together. They don't want to fight. They just want to work together for the good of the all. They don't care about parties. They care about people. And that's what we got to get back to basics. And it's all about the people.
I parked my car in Towson in the lot. And I came out and I was disoriented because the lot over here lets you out on the other side. And I wound up like walking all around the block. And I'm like, how did I get lost in Towson? How did that happen?
Oh, you have no idea yet. Because right now, they just opened this year. Last year, they opened one student housing for 750 students. And this year they opened another 450 beds. But in the next 3 months, we're going to have a Whole Foods right in the heart of downtown. And in the
Where's that going?
It's right on Towson Row, right down the street. Greenberg Gibbons did a beautiful job building a $350 billion project. If you haven't seen the old armory, you've seen nothing. They've totally converted.
I need to come back to Towson for a tour.
Oh, this is one thing you've got to
pay taxes here.
But Nestor, I got to tell you this. The Armory has this new place called the Startup. It's where it's a business incubator. And you could go there. If you came to Towson, you could say, I need a room. I want to talk to people. I need big screens. Whatever you need, it's free, no cost.
I know you.
Because you don't even, I wish I could say all you had to do is know me, but all you have to do is make a reservation, but say that's because you know me.
Your dog's looking at me skeptically.
Because he's going, my mom's not that big of a deal. So we have that incubator over there. So what we're looking to do is start all these small startup companies, new startup companies. Then we're working with all the property owners here. So after we start them there, we want to move them into Towson so we can keep these young, smart, growing entrepreneurs in our community. And then right next door to that, we got two hotels opening.
You know what's going to happen? You were putting up at the Pinnacle down here. My wife and I are selling our place.
You're moving here.
Yeah, you
woohoo,
want me,
you're
you
coming
want me
back
to move
to
the Pinnacle. You want me to
absolutely
come home, baby.
Absolutely right.
B.C., Baltimore County. We're not your mom. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let Yourself Play. It's the Crab Cake Tour. I walked in here really hungry. And Jen Fedeli was back eating nacho chips that looked very familiar to me out of a hubcap, which we still have in the ceiling here. And I haven't eaten yet. So I'm going to Steve, I'm going to order some food for our segment. Is that all right if I sit here and shove my face? The problem with Nacho Mamas at Canton is I feel like I still know Scunny. I knew Scunny from the beginning when it opened. And I fell in love with the chicken taco there and the rice. I saw the young ladies over here eating the rice when I came in. I'm like, ooh,
looks good.
So the rice and the beans and the chicken taco, I probably ordered that 350 times. You know, in 15 years, I would get Rick's Pick, which was a salad bowl, spinach salad, and I never had anything else. I never had a wing. I mean, I had a hubcap and some nachos. I'm so weird like that. Like, I've eaten a Taiwan for 20 years. I always get the drunken noodles. Like, I get the same thing when I go to places.
Well, you
so I want to look at the menu here.
You got to try that sandwich I told you about. The Seafood Club. Because if you say you're on the crab cake tour, throw
it's
in a
crab
little,
cake with shrimp.
It's a crab cake with shrimp. That's not going to throw off your whole game by throwing a couple pieces of shrimp on it.
2 weeks ago, I broke my rule at Costas. And Costas has been a family
institution forever.
I've had a million crab cakes at Costas. I didn't feel like I needed to have a crab cake on the crab cake tour. I had the crab imperial. I felt like a king.
Oh, yeah.
I had the crab pier.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to veer off, but I'm going to have a crab cake here today.
Yeah, well, that...
Because I've never had a crab cake.
Well, you'll have a crab cake in the Crab Cake Club. Have her at least give you make you a half of one.
I'm interested.
Or maybe Steve can order a Crab Cake Club. Okay, there you go. Steve, you're eating Crab Cake Club.
No French fries for him. He's cutting down. All right?
I was going to say, Steve.
Dr. Steve Elliott is going to be my next victim on the program here.
One thing
in the next
before
segment.
You go... You got to say, Scunny would be very proud of Jackie for what a good job she did with these places.
You know what? I told Jen this, and I'll admit this, and I don't want to get crazy, weird, emotional, because I did have a relationship with Scunny. We both were missing fingers, and we used to nub, and, you know, he'd buy me a drink, and like all that, down at Canton. I had a hard time going in. And I'll say this, you know, to Jen, I said, I had a hard time going in for a couple of years. And then my wife got cancer in 14 and 15, and I didn't go in. I do remember going in there one night when she was doing particularly poorly afterward, because I was at the hospital every night for 155 nights. I went in there and had a chicken taco in the middle of her illness. I remember being alone in there watching a Thursday night football game, strangely enough. But I don't know that I've been in Nachos. I was in Nachos when the earthquake happened. Okay, the only one earthquake, I was in Nacho. So I have been,
So did your hubcake shake?
Everything shook. The wall behind Looney's fell. Do you remember that? It was on the news.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my God.
Thank goodness you weren't Looney's then.
I was with the cruise lady, my dear friend, from Eastwood, East Baltimore. Now you're making me think about Scunny memories, right? But I never had his crab cake. I never really veered 100 places on the menu. I was the same old, which is pretty much who I am. So today, crab cake.
All right.
I think if it's a Scunny crab cake, if we're going to love up Scunny a little bit, it would have to be like an Ocean City, East Baltimore kind of thing. So I'm assuming it's going to be delicious.
You're going to be thrilled.
Okay.
I guarantee you'll be thrilled.
I've had a lot of crab cakes, Nancy Afford. You know
this. I know you have.
Tell everybody how to find you, because like you're the chamber queen and feet on the street and if they want to be involved in Towson Town Festival next year or any of that? What do they have to do?
Oh, any event. We do events 133 days a year on the streets here in Towson.
What?
130.
You're making that
no
up.
No way. We do farmers markets.
Sounds like
markets.
A county government hogwash.
We do concerts. We do festivals.
Allison Elliott's here. She's my fact checker. You better watch out.
Google it.
133 events on the
exactly.
street.
Exactly.
How many feet on the street do you do? 20?
Oh, no. We would do them from May through August, through the end of October.
So almost 25.
But then we start our farmers markets in June and run them through November. Hello.
She's going to get me to move into Towson. I'm moving
I'll
to Towson.
I'm telling you, Palisades. Palisades. You got to go to the Palisades.
Woo! I'll be living fancy.
That's exactly right.
Nancy Afford's here. She is the Towson Chamber. She is the Chamber of Commerce, although her poochie might be the... The right wing of this.
Kalist is the Chamber of Commerce here. I'm the front of the office.
I've already decided I'm hiring Kalist. I'm stealing her from you.
I'd take you down over that.
I need quality production.
I'd pull your ponytail over that one.
All right, my chiropractor's watching me stretch here, so we know it's time for a break. I am Nestor. We are WNST, and this is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. We're going to be at Coco's in Lauraville. Everybody knows where that is. Now, we've been trying to get the mayor out. Is your dog waving to the camera?
Yep, waving.
Chamber of Commerce, and dogs, and my chiropractor, and a crab cake, and then the mayor next week downtown. So we'll be.
Bye, Moeller. Missed you.
Oh, they. Yeah. Moeller wants no part of this crab cake tour on Fridays. We're trying to cut him down. We're going to get back at the Catonsville State Fair. Big thanks to all of our sponsors and all of our friends at Wise Markets for our wise conversations. This is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Back for more from my homeland. And soon to be home, if she has anything to do with it.
He's
Towson,
coming
Maryland.
Back.
We are WNST, AM 1570. I have to say this because of the law, the FCC. Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.